Good morning and welcome to Season 2, Episode 6 of ChrisCast. This is Chris Abraham and it is 0754 a.m. on June the 15th. And I just finished watching Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and that was on June 14th. And it was about facial recognition, and I have a lot to say about that. So stay tuned, and we'll talk about facial recognition, and in the context of Black Lives Matter protests and riots, and something that when I was young, even though I didn't do it, was called flushing the grouse. Flushing the grouse. Stay tuned. So, while not everybody has HBO or HBO Max, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver is always awesome, although my conservative friends think that he is a cherry picker. I think he always does deep dives in ways that a native-born son of America can never get right. I always think it takes the insight of a foreigner or an Auslander, or if you will, a stranger in a strange land, to actually get this country right. Now, I haven't been saying this much, but I've been really interested in letting people know who are deciding to be part of the Black Lives Matter global protest. I'd like them to just realize that every action is a reaction. I encourage throwing your bricks, throwing your Molotov cocktails, really leaning into revolution. You know, I'm totally in favor of that, with the understanding that you're really putting yourself out there with or without your mask, because this is a time of coronavirus. And I just want to let you know that we don't live in 1968. Even in the 60s and 50s, the FBI was really amazing at keeping files on people. And everybody who is photographable, not recognizable, photographable during these times of protest, whether it's the pussy protests on the day after the president was elected, through Me Too movement, especially through the riots and the opportunistic looting that happened over the last few weeks. These things are going to be used to possibly prevent you from getting a job. Possibly in the same way that any photos that are taken of people in white supremacy context, you know, if you can identify a Nazi, you can get that Nazi fired. But ever since the president has officially made Antifa a domestic terrorist organization, any time or any way that you can be identified as any type of enemy of the state, you're going to get a different colored folder about you and your behaviors, and that will maybe not. It's the new form of, remember K-12. This is going to go on your permanent record. Well, this is, at least in a time of police state, which, you know, didn't start with Trump, but definitely in a time of vindictive, I mean, we know that Trump is all the vindictive. And so right now it's going to be very similar to Flushing grouse. I dare say that the government looks for opportunities to flush their most passionate and extremist society members out into the public to participate in a place where they can be photographed, probably not only by sanctioned reconnaissance and, people who are in alphabet agencies taking official photographs, but also photographs from helicopters. I heard that there were some drones over some areas, and then of course the panopticon known as social media. One of the downsides of all this mocking that a lot of Bettys and Karens and so forth have been mocked over the fact that they're going to these protests, peaceful protests, aggressive protests, silent protests, and all they're doing is using their selfies and making sure that everybody knows that they're there and using it as content for their boring influencer media channels. All of these channels are going to be scrutinized by pattern recognition engines, and they're going to be put into private databases like Clearview.ai, or they're going to be put into a Fort Meade NSA database, and they're going to be slurped, in other words, spidered, indexed, and so forth, slurped down like Clearview AI does, which is supposedly they have 3 or 6 billion open source, which means it's a spy term. Open source intelligence is any intelligence that can be gleaned outside of top secret. So open source intelligence is anything on Google or any types of LexisNexis, or can be found in any type of social media, or of course in message boards and forums and chat rooms, etc. Anything that can be found in newspapers, local papers, etc. Anything that's available to you and me, a really extremely savvy you and me, with a budget for paywalls, that's the kind of stuff that's associated with open source intelligence. So in addition to the type of old school video and photography from drones and helicopters and people on the ground, and obviously this is going to be taken from, from cop cams, from chess cams, from whatever they're called, and this is going to be indexed as well. And if you think that you can hide behind a N95 mask or a bandana or a buff, you're wrong, because the technology is a lot more advanced than anybody wants to talk about. I mean, the British and the Chinese have mastered it, and it's incredible what the state of the art was when I was in that space back in 2006. And so I can only imagine what leaps and bounds have come about. I just and the crush of social media since 2006, I can only imagine. So there's not just and the data points are not just requiring your eyes or your head. And covering your face isn't going to help, because I mean, I'm speculating, but I speculate that anybody's been incarcerated, anybody who's been incarcerated also has a record of their gait, GAIT, which is to say how they move, how they walk. I guarantee you that anybody who's been in the system has a file on how they move. And so if a person's ever been imprisoned for any length of time, obviously if you were in the drunk tank overnight, but if the panopticon, if the CCTV has any experience with you moving about, I guarantee you that there are metrics on that. in addition to irises and fingerprints and palm prints and DNA and blood samples and so forth, there is also information about your biometrics that transcends merely the face required to unlock your iPhone in a nanosecond. Things such as body shape, head shape, the way the eyes react to each other, gait and movement, etc. So just realize that sometimes these events, these amazing events, these world-changing events are actually amazing opportunities for law enforcement, from the FBI through the NSA through Homeland Security, also local police looking for outstanding warrants and people on parole. You know, if you're on parole, you're not allowed to do these kinds of things. You have to be straight and narrow. So if you're a black man or a black woman and you are on parole, it doesn't matter if you're fighting for civil rights and protesting civilly and quietly. You're possibly going to be brought in by your parole officer and brought back to jail, having broken your parole. If you're not a documented American and you are out and about, there is a possibility that you can be triangulated and deported. So there's a real risk. The real risk is when you fight the law wins unless it doesn't. So the only way that you can flush your permanent record is by getting control of the handles of power. And that's not easy. It's going to take a lot of risk and a lot of sacrifice and a lot more deaths and a lot more shootings and a lot more vehicular manslaughter and a lot more unintended consequences, such as people dying from having asthma and being exposed to pepper spray or tear gas. It's just really going to get bad. But realize that the moment that you make it the moment you make any public declaration, even if you feel like you're doing it semi-anonymously, you are, in fact, putting yourself on a watch list. And you could, and it could possibly influence your hire ability. And it definitely will influence your ability to be hired as a government worker. I mean, don't even fool yourself on that. In fact, there are going to be a lot of firings from people who are identified. HR won't even tell you, and you're going to be asked to leave. And you know what? A lot of that might happen during the time of coronavirus. I mean, once people start returning to work, HR gets to be very discerning, quote unquote, i.e. sexist, racist, classist. They get to scrutinize you on everything. Oh, even handicaptist or capabilityists or LBGTQist. I mean, this is a time of reckoning when corporate America can, in fact, not hire you back for reasons that they couldn't fire you in advance. I'll go into another episode about that. I think that's really, this happened in 2008 and it's happening in 2020. And I think that they call this a reset and we won't go into that anymore. But anyway, thanks for listening. I recommend finding the June 14th episode of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. If you don't have HBO Go or HBO Now or HBO Max, you can find it readily on YouTube, the entire episode, or just a segment about facial recognition. This is going to make everything that I'm talking about make much more sense. Thank you. Mahalo. Aloha. thank you very much for listening to Season 2, Episode, I think, 6 of ChrisCast. My name's Chris Abraham. Thank you. Subscribe, like, all that other fun stuff. Comment. It's 0809 on June 15th, and I'm very grateful that you were here. I hope that you... Oh, my... You can find me on social media at Chris Abraham everywhere. You can also find me at chrisabraham.com. Find me on YouTube at Chris Abraham on that channel. If you can find, and my email is chris@abraham.su, chris@abraham.su, or cja@well.com. If you have any recommendations for topics, should only take 8 to 15 minutes without me making any references or doing any show notes, just off the top of my head, I'd appreciate it. Anyway, thank you very much, and thanks for listening, and I hope you continue. Bye-bye.